We had a machlekes if you say good ayagul or you don't say good ayagul. Tashma kol sheilu yichalek b'shmaya lavchelkin im lav malan ayse b'damin. The Mishnah said that you say good ayagul. It said that if it doesn't have kidei chaluka, mailan ayse b'damin. What does it mean, mailan ayse b'damin? It doesn't say shaman ayse b'damin. It says mailan ayse b'damin. That means you try to get a higher price. That's good ayagul. So the Gemara, you're right, Tanoihi. Let's see a machlekes Tanoim in which this depends. Here, what you have a chotzer with seven amos. I want to split. You don't want to split. So I can't force you because you only get 3.5 amos. So I tell you, you take dalit and I'll only take gimel. I'm willing to give you the extra amma in order that you should be forced to split. So we have here a machlekes. Tanakama says shayman light. Which makes a lot of sense. I could force you to split if I'm giving you dalat amos. Shem gamli alaymer ein shaymin loy. Hechi dami. Ilaymer k'titani. My kamder shem gamli. It can't mean that I'm telling you get 3.5, I get 3.5. It can't be. Elaf suri mesav alchi kamer tulat ashir vani pachos. I'm telling you take 4 and I'll take 3. Shaymin loy. V'good ayagin nami shaymin loy. Vaser shem gamli alaymer ein shaymin loy. Because Rishim and Galil can't argue if I'm giving you 4 that they can't split. Must be they're arguing good ayagul. So that tomorrow lie look at the Ketani. They're arguing if I can tell you take 4 and I'll take 3. With the Kamra, my Talmud of Rishim and Galil, how could you say no? I'm willing to give you 4 amos and I'll only take 3. Shandamalai. So the other person could say, look, ibid me, Leslie. If you want me to pay, Leslie dami. I'm not going to pay you for the extra half an hour. Let's be done in Lamita Lach. Bimatana, you want to give it to me for free? Lainichali, v'sainimatanesichya. Now we had this in the Muki Yosef in the beginning of the parak. Muki Yosef said, in cases of chaluka, where I can't force you to split, but I'm willing to give up something, I'm willing to tell you, I'll be machnis the wall into my rishus, and build it for what I want to build it. So you say you don't want it because then you can't lean on the wall. I'll tell you, I'll let you lean on the wall. You could say, so that's this Gemara, Machlaikus, Tanakam, Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'm giving you Dalet Amis. I'm taking 3. Could you say, Sayin HaMatanis Yechia? I was learning this. I thought of a teretz to Akasha I had on the Muki Yosef. Tell me if you agree. What's the case here? We're shifting in a chatzah. You don't want to split. You're happy. I want to split. So I'm telling you, let's split. I ain't by chalukah. It's only 7 amos. I'll give you 4 and I'll take 3. So you could say, I don't want a gift. So what I asked last time, and the Dibris Moshe asked the Kasha, is how could you say, I could prove to you, you always take matanis. If your person never takes matanis, I understand. But most people don't mind taking gifts. No? You take gifts. Only take gifts, right? Someone said he has a strict policy. He doesn't take gifts unless they're offered. Otherwise he doesn't take. Most people take gifts. So how could you say, Sayin HaMatanis Yichya? This bothered us last time. I know why you're saying, Sayin HaMatanis Yichya, because you don't want to divide the field. You don't want to divide the chatzah. Not because you hate matanis. This is the kasha that we had last time. I don't think we had a teretz. I was thinking, could be the teretz of the following. Let's say someone offers me a gift. I know there's a maila, a hider of sayin matanis yichya. Why am I willing to take it? No, I'm willing to take it. Because I weigh the pros and cons. The con of taking it is sayin matanis yichya. The pro is, I'll get a free $100. So I'd rather get, it outweighs, that's what it is by most people. Most people know that it's not a chiyuv. It would be a chiyuv, nobody would take gifts. It's a midah taiva, not to take it. On the other hand, I like a gift. I like free things. I like things that are free. There's a medrash that says there's a special shame called chinam. For free things, there's a special yetzahara. That's why when they offer, they double the price of something and they give you a second one for free, it's a big tithe to take it. Especially it's hard to get things free.
So you have people that won't bend down to pick up a quarter, but if it's 25 cents off on a coupon, they'll, you know. So why do I take it? Because the benefit outweighs the chasara. So that's why I take gifts. Here, you want to give me a gift where I have no benefit. I would rather keep the whole field, the whole chatz, a whole, and not split. I don't want to split. You want to force me, I should take dalet amis, you get three amis. You want to force me to do a sinai mataras yichya with no benefit? So that nobody would do. Nobody would be over on sinai mataras yichya if he has no benefit from it. The only reason you're going to tell me, how could you say sinai mataras yichya, you always take gifts? I'll answer you, I always take gifts. Because I have this yetzahara, right? I like to have money, I like to have free things. So I take it, even though I know it's really chasar nemidus to take it. But to me, to be over chasar nemidus and get no benefit, that I don't want to do. Zakta Ritva, Sayyidina Matanis Yechiez of Shem Gamliel. What does the Tanakhama say to that? Why does the Tanakhama say I can force you to take down an atlas? So he says, Zakta Ritva, Chiddush, Halacha L'Maisa. He says, there's no Sayyidina Matanis Yechiez if the person who's giving it is giving it for his own benefit. If someone gives you a gift for your benefit, he wants to be kind to you, even though everyone who gives a gift has his own interest at heart. But the best, and the gift is to benefit you. So there's a midah sayin matan asif. But if he's giving it because of his benefit, he wants to make a chalukah. And this is the only way he can force a chalukah, is by giving me an extra half an amah. So that's not called matanis. Tanakam holds that's not matanis. You're allowed to take it. And the Shem Gamliel holds that's also a matana. This is the machlokes, the Tanakam of Shem Gamliel.
According to the Tanakam, what would it be?
What?
It's not a matana, what is it?
You're allowed to take it. It's a business deal. He's giving me something so he can benefit to get a force of chalukah.
Part of the deal.
Part of the deal. What? Shem Goliath holds it's still a matana. And he wants a svara to it. So I'll tell you what the svara is, but let me be magdim a nice vart, I think. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu asks Sarah to lie and say she's my sister. Why? It should be good to me. Look, Rashi, she yibu li matanis. So Rashi says, say you're my sister. Avraham was poor. Went down to Mitzrayim because he didn't know what to eat. So man yitav li bavurech, they'll give me matanis. Because he said, nah, she beklol eich, and they won't kill me. Frecht the Mizrahi, the Rei, with his Pirush and Rashi. What do you mean? Avraham Avinu said that they'll give me matanis. Say the matanis yechia. Avraham Avinu is not me. You know, we take matanis. But Avraham Avinu, say the matanis yechia. So the morale there wants to answer the Mizrahi's kasha. That maybe son of a Tanis Yichya is only by Yidden, not by Goyim. By Goyim, there's no sign of it to take from Goyim. So that's only Yad. Wait to it, Father. What? I'm going to come to that in a minute. 1 second. Wait to it, Father. We have a Gevaldik Teretz. Wait to it, Father. Sayyidina Matanis Yichya doesn't apply when someone's giving for his own benefit. Why did Pari give Avraham Matanis? That he should have it for him. That he shouldn't have a hezek. Either Barishal was punishing him for taking Sarah to be Mephayis and he gave him Matanis. So, when you're giving for your own benefit, then the Ritva says there's no Isser. If Avraham Avinu held like the Ritva, so it's the answer to Gishmak, the Kasha and Rashi. No, I don't like it. Why did Pharaoh give him gifts? Why? I think nefarious him for what happened. His dami gave up Ram gifts. This is bad. He wanted a mechila, so he gave him. He paid him afterwards for what he davened before. Pashtus is a pius, so why did he give him gifts? Why did he give him? So it was to be nefarious. Like this, it's very geschmack, it's very good. And not only that, this is the answer to the kasha everyone asks. Why by Sadaim, when Melech Sadaim wanted to give Avraham gifts, he said, I'm not taking gifts from you, you shouldn't say, Ani Asharti as Avraham. Sadaim he didn't take, and Paro he took. So the Mepharshim asked, so the usual teretz is that Melech Sadaim had the Kilkul Amidus, he knew he'd walk around saying, Ani Asharti as Avraham. Paroi wasn't going to walk around telling people the story, especially it was embarrassing to him also. So, he couldn't go to the bathroom until he was Matthias Avraham. Right? Because Baruch Hu was slicing all the cover of the body. So, that developed terror. But like this, it's very geschmack. Like this, like the Ritva, it's very good. By Paroi, he gave gifts, L'tayvas Atzmai, to Matthias him. He took gifts. I said, Dime. It was out and out, the gift that he didn't want to take. This Teretz says in the Moshe Hashemim, the Sefer Moshe Hashemim from the Chaim Kaufman they have from England downstairs, he says this chat, he adds a knetch, a very beautiful knetch. I spoke out in the beginning of this man, the Tu B'Shvat time. Why Sayyidina Matan HaSichya? We had two pshatim. Why sign a matana sikhya? Why not take it? So, one reason was it's a geder against being jealous of people's money, gezeila, chaniya, chanufa. It's a geder in bein adam l'chadeira. A person shouldn't look at other people's things and want them. It's a hagdara, it's a bein l'chadeira, dika hagdara. The Sma, I think, said a different shot. The second shot was, it's a gather of Midas HaBetachim. Midas HaBetachim B'Hashem, it's a Ben Olam Mokim Dika thing. You should be a Baiteach B'Hashem, so therefore, if you're always looking to get things for free, that's it's a Hakdara against the Midas HaBetachim. So he says that it could be the Machlaikis Nagamara between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim is if a person's giving it to you, but he's giving it L'tayvah Satzma, does that change? Well, if it's a bit on Machaveri Dikadin, you shouldn't take Matanis, you shouldn't want people's things. Well, if he's giving it to me because he wants me to agree to split the field, so L'tayvah Satzma, it makes sense that it's Mutter. Because he's giving me a gift, but he's giving it to me because, so the bit on Machaveri. Is it's not Korev Lechanifa or Gezeila. If it's Ach B'Tochen, Midas HaBetochen, so then any gift should be Aser. If I agree to split without the gift. So it could be that they're arguing the two reasons. If you also been on Lechaveira, so if a person gives L'Tayvus Atzmai, so there's no Chesaron. You also been on Lamakim. Then ask betachin. You should be by teach. You shouldn't take it. You should. What? Chesaron is in makabos betachin. I'm not working on him. I'm working on me. He's offering it to me. The question is whether I can find this.
Well, I'll tell him. I take
it. You're not supposed to work on his betachin. You're supposed to work on your betachin. It's all the meters are that way. Every time. You're supposed to be Mustafik Bamu, and you're supposed to give him, the best. Avraham, where?
The cavalry from Israel. They wanted to operate the cellars in the different
way. Right.
So why didn't he say Matthew was because of gifts?
He didn't. Why did he not say that reason? He had a stronger reason. Yeah, even people take it. If a person is not really giving it, they're not going to take.
This is more permitted.
Yeah, but that's for Baal Midas. And here, you don't pay for someone without really giving it. He wasn't really going to get it. What? Shapi dinner was all his. It's taka, you know, if you hold that Kibush Mochama is a Kenyan even before Matan Torah, I mean, if the Matan Torah is Zechus such a Kenyan. Send the Bechlat Kasha, why he looked at it as a gift? Machinami. The whole Shtikul Torah falls off. At least the Gabi's to die. Because if you hold Kibush Mochama as kinder, Machinami. So you have to come up to a different terrace, and this terrace doesn't work. There's Gemara Chulin Dach Mem Dalit. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar said that if people invite me to eat in their house, I don't go. Because Sayyidina Matana Sikhya. So Rabbi Zera answered him, he said, if people invite me, I do go. Is Yakure Hu de Misyakri Bi? Because when I go to them, I'm doing them a favor. Even though I'm eating their food, but they're proud. They say, oh, Reb Zera ate my house. You know, I had Reb Zera over. The Kavod Adar. So Reb Zera said, I do go. It's a Kuri, the Misyakri. So Reb Moshe brings, here in the Haris, I think Hara Samachtes, that the Machlaikis, Reb Zera, Reb Eliezer, is the same Machlaikis here in the Gemara. If someone gives me a taiva, but he's doing it really for himself, he gives me a matana, but it's for his good. So Reb Zera said, like the Ritva saying, Pshat in the Chachamim here, in the Tanakhama here. Reb Zera said, if they give the Taiva Satsmi, there's no Sayyidina Matana Sikhya. Sayyidina Matana Sikhya is only to give not the Taiva Satsmi. But Eliezer held, you should never take a Matana. So it's Yitachim that the Machlaikis Nagamara is Machlaikis Ladina of Elazar Reb Zera. And it could be it's the Machlaikis for two reasons. And it could be that that's what Abraham is telling you. If they give their own good, if a woman gives a matana, she's receiving. That's tzedakah as long as you help them. Okay. No, it could be, some people. Oh, you mean they just enjoy Archim in the first place? It's interesting. If they just enjoy Archim in the first place, could be the same thing. Everyone who gives a present gets something for it. Nobody in their right mind just gives presents. I mean, everyone who gives a present has a little something in it for him. Either he feels good giving it, or he wants to build up his friendship. It's a little funny because really every gift is that way. So my sister is first saying that you have to. What does he mean? Your main reason is for your good, not for his good. In Agamar, it's the main reason. The main reason that he's giving me the fourth Amma is because he wants to do a Chanukah. So there's no sign of a Matana Sikhya. But the main reason they're inviting Reb Zera is the Tevis Atzma. Reb Zera's plenty of food. It wasn't because they was out of food. Stuff has to be the main reason. It's not enough. What? An anonymous gift. So what are you supposed to do when you get an anonymous gift? Who do you give it back to? But then you're giving your thing to tzedakah. Now, once you get an anonymous gift, I don't know how that works. If you hold Sayyidina Matana Sikhya, how do you take Mishlach Manas? They're doing your Tevah Satsman. If you don't have like the Ritva, so who says, who says that everyone takes? Maybe some Tevah people don't take. I don't know any such person, but. Okay, the Gemara now turns to the Sugi of Kisvei Kaidish, which is going to be the rest of the Perek. Different aspects of the sugyas. We had tzedakah for three blot. Now we have sugyas of Kisvei Kaidish. What's the shaykhis? The Gemara starts with the end of the Mishnah. Starts with the shaykhis. I'm allowed by the Rabbi Yosef. Had Rabbi Yehuda d'Shmuel. He did that. This din that we said, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer is dina the good ayagud. It comes from his Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda had two rebbeim. He learned first by Shmuel and then by Rav.
First by Rav and then by Shmuel. So the Shmuel, this comes from his Rebbe Shmuel, this din of Gunay Agud. How do I know? So he brings him a card. We said kisvei kaidesh. You don't even if they both want. It's a design. You don't cut up kisvei kaidesh. That's if you have kisvei kaidesh in one long cloth. You have to cut it down the middle. That you don't do. But let's say you have a sefer Torah and a navi. So then you could split. Now Isak etaytek less dina to kurei algum. My area of the krach echad, that's a little b'shtei krachim nami. You're never going to have two klafim worth exactly the same. There's always a slight difference. Some you can cut in half, so you divide it down the middle. But you never have two things that are exactly the same worth. Must be that they do good ayogun. Tirgama Rav Salman b'shishneim writes that it's talking b'shishneim writes him. Like the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Rishash, if the name is of Salman or of Shalman. It's an interesting machlaikis. There's nothing to do with this. Okay, B'Shishneim writes, when they both agree. So if they both agree, Ravadi do good ayaga. Amar Amayim Ehilchasa is Dina the good ayaga. Amar Ravashi Lame, Hadar of Nachman, Mai, this, which we just had, B'Shemer of Nachman, what did Rav Nachman say? That ain't less Dina the good ayaga? I don't agree with him. I say there is Dina the good ayog. Veloy, Rabba Bar Chanina, Dimi Bar Chanina, Shavak Luavua Tarti Amasa. They were left with two maids. Chada Yoda Afyo Bishulai. One was an excellent baker and cook. Chada Yoda Pilch Vinavla. And one was an excellent sewer or weaver. Now, which one's worth more? Would you rather have a good baker, a cook, or an excellent weaver and sewer? And it depends what your wife is good at. If your wife's a good cook, you don't need. Also, kamei derava amal les dina de good ayagun. So you see, there's no thing of good ayagun. Shani hasam the lamar mebayilei letavayu mebayilei bayilei tavayu. When they both wanted both maids, ki kamalei shkol ad chad vanochad lav good ayagunu. And when you say Shkoil Atchad Vanochad, Lav Gurayaburu, meaning, what does that mean? Lav Gurayaburu means you can't force him to say Gurayaburu because there's a different way of splitting. You can split, you take one, and you take one. Meet in one big class. One had Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim all in the same class. Imagine how long it took to be Gaul, but that's what it was, a gigantic class. So Gemara comes back to that now. That has. Oh, so Gemara doesn't have a machlaikis now. We're going to have that in a minute, the next class. Just for Hakis Vekaydish at Havayim Ibayalu, for Mishmol, I shall know the Krachechad, I'm Shnei Krachim Chayokim. Ah, you see, Kisvei Chaydish is the same thing as two Amsa. They would both want the whole thing. Take them off Salman, Bisharatsu. That's something like we said when they agree. If they agree, there's no problem. Tan Rabban, Madbik Adam Tarin Nevi'im Muksuvim Ke'echa, Divir Rameya. Rav Yudai Metar Bifnei Atzma, Nevi'im Bifnei Atzma, Muksuvim Bifnei Atzma. Chamay Mekolecha Ve'echa Bifnei Atzma. We have here a machloikis if you're allowed to make in the same cloth, in the same sewn together cloth, three sheets. Either you can make the whole Tanakh in one, or you can make Tyrus separately, Nevi'im separately, Ksuvim separately, or Kalechamech Bifnei Atzmai. Each Navi has to be separate. Yirmiyah separate, Yecheskel separate. We have by Asashul, Yeshua Shaykh in one cloth. Yeshua Shaykh together are the same size as Treyasa, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel. Because Yeshua Shaykh are together about 48 Parakim. And Yecheskel, all the others are more than that. So when it was written Yeshua Shaykh in one, it's in one thing. Chacham hold that you can't do that. Chacham hold. You can't put two Nevi'im in the same cloth.
Oh, no, then you never have Sefer Torah. Right? So no Hagish Chumash, that's each Navi. Bam Rav Yehuda, Maisa, the beast is Ben Zayin, Zayin and Shaiwa, Shemayin and Neviim, and Dubak and Ke'echad. Why do you only have eight Neviim together? Why not nine? What's the Teretz? What? What's the Teretz? There are only eight. Okay. Right, there are only eight Neviim. You all know? You know the eight Neviim. Everybody, there are 24 Kisvei Kaidish. And yes, most people that count to 24, you think, oh, I can't do it. And it's really simple. The five Chumashim, everyone knows, that counts as five in the 24. So he's 19. Now, the eight Nevi'im, everybody should know, it doesn't take a lot. There are four Nevi'im Rishayim and four Nevi'im Achrayim. Haftaris are all Navi, only Navi. There's no Ksuvim, the Haftaris. Nevi'im, four Nevi'im Rishayim are Yeshua, Shaiftim, Shmuel, Malachim. Shmuel, Av, Shmuel, Beis is one. Yeshua, Shaif, Shmuel, and Malachim. What? Yeshua, Sefer Shaif, Yeshua, Shaif, Shmuel, Malachim, and four Nevi'im Rishayim. And Yirmiya, Yeshaya, Yecheskel, and Treyasa, of the four Nevi'im Achrayim. That's eight. You should all be able to memorize that. At least how many? 11 Ksuvim. Now, 11 Ksuvim, people say, leave me alone. But you can right away, there are five Megillahs that I think everyone thinks a little bit. Could figure out the five Megillahs that we learn. Megillahs Esther, Megillahs Eicha, that's easy. Mishalash Regalim, we learn Kehelas, Shir Shirim, and Rus. The five Megillahs are also easy, but these are only six. Now we're talking. How do you memorize the six? So there are three Sifrei Emes. There are three Svarim, which are called Emes, which have their own trap. We never use the trap. But they have their own trap. The three Sifrei Emes are Eiv, Mishlei, and Telem. They're called the Shlosha Sifrei Emes. I think in Rav Schwab's Hagdamah to Eiv, he talks about it. The three Sifrei Emes. So it's Eiv, Mishlei, and Telem. They're the three Svarim of advice. What? That's, we don't lay the trap. The Emes is, there's such a thing as trap of Sufi. We only lay it by the Megillahs. Trip makes sense, just we never bother with it. There's trap everywhere.
Is it the trap way we understand? It's not
written
the way we actually read it.
Anyway, there are three. I don't know how it works. There are only three that you have to memorize. What are the three that are left? So Divrei Hayamim, everyone knows, that's the last one. Divrei Hayamim. And then you have Daniel and Ezra Nehemiah is one. We'll have it later in the parak. Ezra and Nehemiah is really one. If you count them separate, it counts like two. But really, they're one. So again, everybody, all you have to do is think about it two more times, three more times today. When you're on your way home, the car, shut off the radio, which anyway is telling you a bunch of things you don't have to hear. And just go through the eight Nevi'im, four and four is easy. The 11 Ksuvim, the five Megillahs, everyone knows. If you remember that there's Sifrei Emes, everyone knows. So the only thing that's hard is to memorize the last three. So three you can handle, no? So the last three, Daniel, and Ezra Nehemiah, and Divrei Hayamim. So that's the 24 Svarim. Anyway, the Gemara says a Maisa with, who was it? That are the eight together in one. Bisis ben Zainab Shailo Shmaina Nevi'im Vidubakim Ke'echar Apir Rabbal Azim and Azariya. There are two versions of how it was. I'm a rabbi. My sevivil for name the Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim Midubakin Ke'echad. V'chsharnum. Rabbi brings the Ma'aser that they were all together and they were machshirim. So Vaistais we pass into Tanakama that it's kosher even if you have all of them together. The Rambam paskins kosher together, but he writes an interesting thing. The Rambam says if you have Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim all together, it's less Kaddish than a Sefer Torah itself. Yeah? If you have a Sefer Torah with Nevi'im, and Ksuvim all together, it's less Kaddish than a Sefer Torah by itself. He says, Kolch, Yeser Kachasa Dami. Just like you have in Trefis, if an animal has two hearts, it's a Trefa. Because Chesed Kiyasa Dami, it's just the Chesaron having more than less. He says if you have the Chumash, the Sefer Torah by itself is the biggest Kedusha. And if you have Nevi'im and Ksuvim there also,
So that takes away from the kedusha. There's what? Kolamais and Kareas. There's Machlekes Rishayim, the Rambam and the Rashba. If Kumashim, Chumishanim, Klaf, just Bereishis, just Shemais, etc., if it has Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Rambam says it doesn't, Kol Yesek Achasi, and Chasi also doesn't have. And the Rashba holds that even one Chumish has a Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's an afkamina when you have a Sefer Torah in a shul and there's a psul, let's say, in Bereishis, and you only use it for Shemais. So it doesn't have a Kedusha of a whole Sefer Torah because it's missing. But that Chumish, it has. That Chumish is complete. So the Rashba holds that you can use it for Kriyas HaTorah because that Chumish is complete. So it's no problem. Yeah, there's a din of kesidron only by tefillin and mezuzahs. By sefer Torah, there's no din of kesidron. If you find a psul, and let's say it's impossible to correct it, it's a psul in the Shem Hashem that you can't correct. So you remove that column or that piece and you put in a different one. And you're not going to gain anything if you take it out of another kosher Sefer Torah. But you take another possible one where that one is kosher, and it's good. You can combine them. You could combine two different stuff. What? If you could fix it, if there's a reason to do it, sometimes we don't put in shame as something that can be fixed. But if there's a reason, if it'll look in the patch kit, or sometimes the whole page is there. We have a shul klafim that we got from a shul that closed up years ago, and one of them, it wasn't used for many years. Then we got them. I'm talking before I came. And this was 25 years ago. It was taken from an aguda in Crown Heights. One of them, the place where it was left for many years, that column is all destroyed. It's all, it's wearing out. But the rest of it was bound up tight. It was good. So we could just fix that. Well, nice, we wrote a new one anyway. But it was possible. You could just fix that and replace it. Because it doesn't need any kesidra. All right, let's just finish the Yamid. Between two chumashim, there are four lines. Where did you have this? Which masecht on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Anybody remember? It's not in the Gemara, it's in Taisus. In Gittin. In masecht is Gittin, Taisus brings, again, has 12 lines, because it's keneged the space between Bereishis Shemais, Shemais Vayikra, and Vayikra Bamidbar. It's 4 times 3, keneged those 12 lines. That's how many lines there are in a get. And that's what Taisa says. Why connect those 12? I don't know, but that's Taisa in the beginning he did. Chem be kol navi ben navi. The same thing to a neviim. Ben navi shal shneim asar gimel shikim. In trei asar, you have 3 lines in between. Umasayim umat, umaslam umayla. Now, it sounds like you stop one on the bottom, and you start the next one on the top. But I have a trei asar. It's not the way it's done. It ends in the middle always. So Rashi says, in this diamond one, you're allowed to stop on bottom and start on top. But there's no chiyuv. Can anybody rattle off all the svarim in the treyasa? It's really not so complicated. But the way I memorized, I took a few at a time. I memorized it, and then I memorized the rest. So the last three are easy. Chagis, Chayim, Malachi, I think people know. The Gemara says always, the last three Nevi'im, Nevi'im have always buckled after Chagis, Chayim, Malachi. They're the last three in Trei Asar. So if you memorize the last three, that's number 10, 11, 12. So you have three. The ninth one is Tzfanya. Tzadik is Gematria with a 9. And next to the last one, the eighth one, is Chavakuk. It starts with a Ches. is 8. So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 out of 12 are easy. If I tell you all of them, Yizkor won't remember. So at least the last 5 I give you an easy way to remember. Chag is Chayim Alachi, I think people heard of, if they go together. And then Chag of Chavakuk and Tzfanya, so you remember 5. We'll have it again. I'll give you more simanim to memorize it. But that's after today.